Previously on The Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
What are you?
I'm a vampire.
You told me about your ex, Catherine. I don't want you seeing Elena anymore. If you don't remove her from your life, I will kill everyone that she loves. You must be Elena. How do we look exactly alike?
The Lockwoods are werewolves.
The werewolf gene runs in the Lockwood family.
Tell me what triggers a curse! You have to kill somebody!
The werewolf part of the curse is sealed with a moonstone.
Catherine will only rip your heart out. Let me do it for her.
You have no idea what you've just done.
Aw, did I put a kink in your master plan?
Do you honestly believe that I don't have a plan B?
Jenna, no!
We were stupid, sneaking around, thinking that we weren't gonna get caught. But it's over.
I'm going to go after Tyler Lockwood.
And you're not going to stop.
Until he kills me. Here.
Damon hands Caroline a drink.
Still shaking.
Stefan enters.
What happened?
Go ahead, tell him. You're gonna love this.
I saw Catherine today.
Where?
At the grill. And I just stopped by to gawk and quasi-stalk Matt.
A replay of Caroline standing in the grill. She's staring at Matt and smiling sweetly at him. Matt smiles back and approaches her.
Do you need a table?
No, I'm not staying. I just needed to use the little girl's room.
Skip the teen drama. Get to it.
Then I had to pretend to use the bathroom, even though I didn't really have to go because I'm a doofus.
In the bathroom.
Elena. Hey. I saw you with Matt. Are you okay? Yeah. You know, whatever.
Catherine blocks Caroline from escaping.
You're good. What gave me away? Was it the hair or was it my clothes? I know Elena's at home. I need you to deliver a message.
What was the message?
Tell Damon and Stefan that I want the Moonstone, or I will rip this town apart until it rains blood.
Tell them the rest of it.
Tonight, at the masquerade ball.
She wants to do it in public. Killing Mason threw her off guard.
She's running scared. What she did to Jenna was desperate. She's out of tricks.
We can't underestimate her. We have to play this smarter than her.
Can't we just give her the Moonstone so she'll leave?
No, Catherine's not getting dick. I've had it. I'm gonna go to the masquerade ball and I'm gonna kill her tonight.
You're not gonna kill her.
Don't give me that goody-goody crap.
You're not gonna kill her.
Oh, really?
Because I am.
Damon smiles and nods at Stefan. The Vampire Diaries. Matt and Jeremy help Jenna into her house.
Easy.
Grab the door, Jer.
Okay, stop fussing. I'm fine. The doctor said that you have to take it easy.
Yeah, you don't want to rip your stitches, hemorrhage, and die, right?
Yeah, the only thing I'm gonna die from is embarrassment.
No.
I walked into a knife. How does somebody do that? It was a freak accident.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it like 20 times at the grill.
Ow.
Okay,
ow.
I'm being nice.
I can't fall.
All right, easy.
They help her lie down on the sofa.
What should I do with this?
Okay.
Elena takes a grocery bag from Matt and goes to the kitchen. Matt sits beside Jenna while Jeremy follows Elena.
So what are we gonna do?
Make lunch.
About Catherine.
We're not gonna do anything, Jeremy.
She tried to kill Jenna. We can't let her get away with that.
Yes, we can. If it keeps us safe, then we can.
And what if she tries something else?
She won't. Catherine hurt Jenna because I didn't do what she said. Well, I'm doing it now. Me and Stefan are over it. She wins. The end.
You're being naive and you know it.
Where are you going?
Out. I'll be back.
Matt raises a hand in farewell. Catherine enters a bedroom suite.
Where should I put these?
Right there. Thank you, Miss Flowers. You've been such a wonderful help.
Oh, it's my pleasure, dear. Let me know if there's anything else I can do.
I will.
Mrs. Thars puts down carrier bags and leaves. Catherine pulls a dress from a bag and admires it. Lucy appears behind her. Catherine wheels round and pins her against a wall.
Okay, chill.
Do not sneak up on a vampire.
She releases Lucy.
Don't attack a witch.
They exchange smiles.
It's good to see you, girl.
They hug briefly.
I'm glad you made it.
You called, I came.
Like you had a choice.
Now don't get all boss lady on me. You know I love you.
A gold mask.
Now where does one wear this?
To a masquerade ball. Tonight. You want to be my date?
Bonnie calls at the Salvatore's.
Hey, come on in. You got Stefan's message.
Hey,
you brought the grimoire. Thank you.
What's going on?
We're gonna kill Catherine. I can explain.
Please.
We're gonna kill Catherine.
Now, this works with compressed air. We've got the trigger mechanism here. We've got two of these in a different size. Now, for you, I recommend this. Fits nicely under a jacket sleeve. Here's the trigger when you're ready.
Alaric demonstrates forms of crossbows. The hidden one is for Stefan.
You wanted me to show you how to kill the vampires.
What's with the hair?
I'm impersonating my Dala's dishwater doppelganger, Elena. She has the worst taste.
Except in men.
Catherine straightens her hair.
Isn't it a risk pretending to be her in front of the entire town?
I've gotten quite good at it, actually, and everyone's gonna be in masks. Mm-mm. It's for some Feed This Something charity. It's for a good cause, Lucy.
Okay. Well, have you actually seen the Moonstone before? I always thought it was some made-up legend.
I have seen it, and I need you to help me get it back.
Oh, yeah? What are you gonna do with it?
Catherine turns from the dressing mirror she's looking in and faces Lucy.
You want me to break the curse?
Catherine draws back a strand of her hair.
Let's just get it first. What I really need is for backup. I can't imagine that Damon and Stefan are just gonna hand it over without putting up a fight.
I know you love Elena and you want to be with her, but it's risky. Too many people can get hurt.
Look, I want Elena back, yes, but it's more than that. And what Catherine did to Jenna, it crossed the line. She has to be stopped before it happens again.
I don't know, Stefan.
Look, Catherine knows me, right? She knows that I'm not going to try something in a crowd full of innocent people, so that gives me an edge. I can catch her by surprise.
Bonnie glances at Alaric, packing up the weapons.
I could do a spell to trap her, like the tomb spell.
Right, we can isolate her away from the others. Please.
Okay. You know, you're welcome to hang out. Alaric's coming over. It's going to be pizza and bad TV.
I'd love to, but I'm going to the masquerade party at Lockwood's, aren't you?
No, not with what's going on with me and Stefan.
I've got to go. There's something I got to do.
What?
Just something. I can't talk about it, but I've got to go.
Elena nods.
Okay. Well, have fun.
Yeah, me in a suit.
You look good in a suit.
And Stefan will work it out.
I don't think so, Matt. There's so much about me and Stefan that'll never work.
Matt lays his hands on her arms.
You know I'm here for you always.
They hug.
Are you sure you guys don't want me there tonight?
No, I need you to stay with Elena. I don't want her to know about this.
Okay, well, I'll make sure she doesn't leave my sight.
All right, if anybody wants to back out,
I'll understand.
Yeah, cold feet, speak now. I don't want this going wrong because someone chickens out. Caroline.
I won't. Look, she killed me. Fair's fair. As long as there are no werewolves running around.
Oh, I took care of Mason.
As long as Tyler doesn't kill anyone, he won't turn.
Bonnie? You with us?
Bonnie's eyes shift from Stefan to Jeremy, then Caroline. Bonnie nods.
But no one gets hurt.
Except Catherine. Tonight, Catherine gets a stake through her heart.
A fire burns brightly in the hearth behind Damon. Night. Guests wearing evening dress and ornate eye masks stroll about the lawns in front of the Lockwoods mansion. Inside, Mrs. Lockwood finds Tyler in the study. He's doing up his tie.
It's already packed out there. You know, we need to keep that door shut. Your father would be very unhappy if I let guests in here.
Oh, look at you. So handsome.
Thanks. You look pretty good too, Mom.
Oh, a compliment. I think I'll fall over.
Listen. I'm sorry I've been a dick lately. A jerk lately. It's just, have you heard from Mason?
No, and I don't think we're going to. He's coming, he's going, it's just his way. He's the exact opposite of your father.
Tyler stares at a photo of his parents.
We should have canceled this party.
She picks up the photo.
This whole masquerade theme was his idea. I mean, I don't know what it has to do with helping the homeless, but once he made up his mind, he could really be a dick.
Tyler gapes.
A jerk. But I loved him. And I know you did too. It's natural to feel abandoned. I just don't want you to feel alone.
She puts the photo down.
Come on. Put your mask on. Let's just go out there and pretend to have some fun.
I think I need a cocktail first.
Catherine and Lucy, wearing skimpy dresses, slink up the steps into the Lockwoods mansion. Lucy's wearing the gold eye mask and Catherine a black one studded with diamante. They sashay into the grand candlelit hallway.
Elena?
Matt? You look dashing.
I thought you said you weren't coming.
I couldn't miss it. You really are hot in the suit. I would love to just... Okay. Here's the deal. Do you know what you have to do?
I'm going to get Tyler Lockwood really drunk. I'm going to start a fight with him, and I'm going to beat him until he snaps.
And then?
I won't stop until he kills me.
God, you're hot. Now go away.
Thank you.
Damon and Stefan.
You see her?
Nope.
You sure you can do this?
Who are you talking to?
I had the chance to kill her, and I hesitated.
Well, that is the fork in the road between you and me, my friend. I don't hesitate.
I mean, you spent 145 years loving her. It could happen.
I won't hesitate.
Stefan nods.
Okay.
Damon watches Stefan walk on. Amy and Sarah dance in the study. Tyler and Matt are there with them.
We're really not supposed to be in here.
Yeah, I know. But we really need to turn this party up. Another shot?
Hey, I want a shot. Me too. And then we have to dance. Yes.
You know, usually it's me corrupting you. I like this.
Matt pours them all shots.
Okay, let's go party. Come on.
They leave the study. In the hallway, Jeremy and Bonnie, both in masks, make their way hurriedly up some stairs. Jeremy's carrying the bag with the weapons in it.
Thought this room could work.
It's perfect.
They enter a room where Jeremy unzips the bag. Bonnie takes a book out of it.
Is that the spell book I read about in my family's old journal?
It's my ancestor Emily's. The spell I'm doing here is similar to the one that sealed the vampires into the tomb.
Having taken the sleeve weapon from the bag, Jeremy puts the bag in a closet.
Can you do all the stuff that's in there?
I mean, it takes practice. I've worked on some small spells, spells that only do good. I don't want to know too much. I don't particularly enjoy any of this, in case you haven't noticed.
Damn, but you're 100% witch. That is so cool.
It's anything but cool. Did your family journals tell you what happened to Emily? Or what about my grams? Never ends well for people like me.
If you feel that way, why help?
Because I don't want anyone else getting hurt. And I don't know how to stay out of it.
They've removed their masks and are looking each other in the eye. At Jenna's.
I feel like an invalid.
That's because you are an invalid. Where's Jeremy? Isn't he hungry?
He already left for the Lockwood party.
He went to that?
I'm glad. He needs to have more fun. Lose some of that emo thing.
Elena's serving pizza.
I'm gonna get some napkins.
Alaric's in the kitchen.
What's going on?
What do you mean?
I haven't heard from anyone all day. It's like everyone's been avoiding me, and now Jeremy's supposedly at the party. He hates stuff like that.
I don't know what to tell you, Elena.
He pockets the mobile.
So then you'll be okay if I just head out and try and meet up with everyone?
Wait.
What are you hiding, Rick?
Stefan asked me to keep an eye on you, just in case Catherine showed up while he was at the party.
So Stefan's at the party, too? He would never go to the party for himself. He did that stuff for me.
Just let this one go. Okay, Elena?
We need to let Stefan and Damon know the room's ready.
Bonnie and Jeremy don their masks as they rejoin the party.
Do you feel that?
What's the matter, are you cold?
She stands stock still.
No.
Bonnie turns, then walks purposefully ahead. She taps Lucy on the shoulder, and Lucy turns to her.
Excuse me, do I know you?
No. I'm a plus one, I know no one. But it's a great party, though.
Lucy smiles and sashays off, holding a glass and a plate. They watch her.
Are you okay?
Just got a weird vibe. Let's find Damon.
In a marquee, Stefan saunters past a fire eater.
I wanted to be with you alone and talk about the weather.
Stefan scans about the grand marquee, which is lit by candles and fairy lights. He spots Catherine, who then appears behind him.
Dance with me.
He turns to her. Catherine adopts a seductive pose and plucks a strawberry from a dish.
No.
Fine. Then tell me who I should kill. Him? She looks delicious.
Catherine bites the strawberry. Stefan cocks his head and smiles. He offers Catherine his arm unenthusiastically, and they walk over to the dance floor. You're just wasting time. They dance.
It's a beautiful night.
Oh, this should rain.
How's Jenna? I certainly didn't expect her to survive that. Lucky girl, clumsy. How does one stab oneself?
Catherine?
Hmm?
I don't want anyone to get hurt tonight.
Okay. Then give me the moonstone and nobody will.
Hmm. Well, see, I don't have the moonstone on me, so you and I will have to go get it together.
I have a better plan. You go fetch it, and I will try not to kill anyone in the meantime.
My way? Or you don't get it?
Hey, Stefan, I can't find Matt. Oh, my God, Elena, you look so pretty. I love that dress. You look gorge.
Thank you. I love your necklace.
Oh, thanks. Oh, it's twisted here. Let me. Here we go. Paralyzed from the waist down. And dead. The moonstone, Stefan. Tick-tock.
She pushes Amy's body to Stefan and walks off. At Jenna's.
Hey, guys, I'm gonna, go to bed. You got over there?
Night.
Night.
Elena sneaks her car keys and slips out of the house. Stefan joins Damon in the Lockwood study.
Put the body in the trunk for now.
Well, we'll dump her when we get back.
This is exactly what I didn't want, Damon.
Stefan, it's collateral damage.
Right, which is why we need to call it off.
What? Who's hesitating now? Hey, don't do this to me. This woman ruined our lives. She destroyed us. Tonight it ends.
He grabs Stefan's shoulders.
We can do it together. I got your back.
Stefan nods.
All right, all right.
So can you do like a hocus pocus to ace a test?
I don't know that spell.
Maybe like the first one I'd learn. Maybe like a sex spell or something, I don't know. You want to dance or something while we're waiting?
No.
He pouts good-humoredly.
I mean, no thank you.
Jeremy's cell phone buzzes. He checks the display. A message from Damon reads, "Now." Jeremy shoots Bonnie a tense look and goes. A maskless Lucy to masked Catherine.
You didn't tell me there was another witch here.
Didn't I?
No, you didn't. No one is supposed to know I'm involved. This changes things, Catherine.
This changes nothing. You're here because you owe your dear friend a favor. You wouldn't want to lose my friendship now, would you?
Elena.
Jeremy walks up to Catherine.
Hey, sorry, could I talk to my sister?
Jeremy pulls his mask up. Catherine motions with her eyes for Lucy to go, and she does.
What is it, Jeremy?
I have a message from Stefan.
Oh?
He and Damon want you to meet them at the edge of the lake by the woods. They brought the moonstone.
And why are you their little messenger?
Because they know I'm not afraid of you.
Oh, you Gilbert men. So courageous. How's John, by the way? Were they able to sew his fingers back on?
She toys with his tie, shoots him a sultry look, then turns on her heel. Jeremy eyes her disdainfully, then sends a text as he walks towards bushes in the Lockwoods grounds.
What the hell is going on?
Elena's grabbed him. Inside the house, Caroline sees Matt laughing with Sarah. Tyler comes up and leads Sarah away. Matt has seen Caroline staring at him. He hangs back and they share embarrassed smiles. Matt raises his glass to her awkwardly, then follows Tyler and Sarah. Caroline's smile fades. Her mobile buzzes. She checks the display. A text from Jeremy reads, "Your turn." Wearing a body-hugging off-the-shoulder mini-dress, Caroline makes for a door.
What are Stefan and Damon up to?
What do you mean?
I've got Jeremy Gilbert luring me out to the lake. What's going on?
I don't know. Nothing.
Don't lie to me, Caroline. They're up to something. What is it?
Wait, no, okay. They're trying to kill you.
Figured as much. Where's the moonstone?
Bonnie has it.
And where is Bonnie right now?
I don't know. She's upstairs.
You guys are trying to kill her here?
We saw an opportunity and we knew we had to take it.
Okay, stop with the we. Are you guys crazy? You're gonna get yourselves killed.
You know what we're doing, Elena.
And how am I supposed to feel if one of you guys gets hurt because of me?
It's not just you anymore, Elena. She's messed with all of us. She has to be stopped.
Catherine drags Caroline by her hair.
Why do you keep dragging me into this? I don't want any part of it.
Shut up. Which room is it?
It's that one.
Catherine bursts into the room Bonnie and Jeremy were in.
Where is she?
Catherine scans about, then frowns and turns to Caroline.
I did it. I really didn't think that I'd be able to fool you, but I did it.
Catherine attacks, but hits an invisible barrier.
What the?
Caroline smiles smugly.
Stefan?
He appears behind her.
Hello, Catherine.
Goodbye, Catherine.
Caroline gives a little wave and goes.
You don't really think that you can kill me with that now, do you?
He eyes the large stake he's holding.
No.
Damon appears behind her with a stake gun.
But he can.
No. Ah!
Elena!
Elena! What is it?
As the stake enters Catherine, Elena bleeds. Elena bleeds. Catherine staggers. Stefan stabs Catherine in the arm. Elena's arm bleeds.
Hey, what's going on?
Jeremy, it's Catherine. He's linked to Catherine. Get them to stop. Now!
Jeremy races off. Stefan continues to plunge the stake into Catherine, who fights him. She pushes Stefan away. Damon pulls his stake from her back and lunges at her. She blocks him and sends him flying against a wall. Stefan leaps up and releases a stake from the sleeve of his jacket. He hurls it at her. Catherine ducks and it embeds itself in a wall. He releases another stake from the sleeve gun and hurls it. She catches it and hurls it back. Stefan ducks. Damon's back on his feet and lunges at her. Catherine blocks him and flings him away. He grapples with her and she turns the stake he's holding towards his chest. Stefan grabs her and Damon's about to plunge a stake in her.
Everything you're doing to her is hurting Elena.
Damon freezes, ready to strike. Catherine rises up off the floor from Stefan's grasp.
You think you two are the only ones with a witch on your side?
Wrong.
And something tells me that my witch is better than your witch.
She snatches the stake Damon's holding.
Let me go check on Elena, make sure she's okay. Go.
Let's all make sure poor Elena's okay. Just a little bit more pressure and...
Catherine drags the stake across her palm, drawing blood. Stefan knocks the stake out of her hand.
Bonnie, it hurts.
I can't break the spell, Elena. I'm sorry. But I can try to take some of the pain away, okay? Okay? Okay. Asinta.
Catherine grabs a stake.
This is really gonna hurt.
Wait!
She's about to plunge it into her stomach, but stops and smirks, then sits and crosses her legs.
Okay. So how about that moonstone?
Are you okay?
Are they?
They're stuck in there with her. You were right. Catherine had a witch link Elena to her.
That girl I saw. The one inside. Stay with her. Keep pressure on her
shoulder.
Where are you going? There's another witch here. I'm gonna find her.
Jeremy pulls a ring off his finger.
No.
Take this.
No, Jeremy.
Elena, listen. Listen to me. You need this more than I do.
No, Jeremy. What I need is for you to be safe.
The three of us together are just like old times. The brother who loved me too much and the one that didn't love me enough.
And the evil slut vampire who only loved herself.
What happened to you, Damon? You used to be so sweet and polite.
Oh, that Damon died a long time ago.
Good. He was a bore.
Oh, why don't you two stop antagonizing each other?
Where's the moonstone?
What do you want with it?
Does Elena enjoy having both of you worship at her altar?
I was really desperate, Catherine. Don't you think that we could see right through you?
So it doesn't bother you that Damon's in love with your girlfriend?
Oh, stop it.
Or what? You'll hurt me?
She stands.
Come on, Stefan. Everything that I feel, Elena feels. So go ahead. Or better yet, kiss me, Damon. Don't you feel that too?
You know, this whole Mason thing has me a bit confused. Why a werewolf? The Moonstone can break a curse that would help them destroy all vampires, so what's in that for you?
Sorry about your pet wolf. Probably should have kept him on a tighter leash.
I'll have to remember that for next time. He's not the only wolf in town. So, what happened to Amy?
I don't know, she disappeared.
She's probably drunk somewhere.
Like me.
Whoa, don't do that.
What, man, it's a party.
Matt pours booze over the study floor.
Right, Dad?
He picks up the photo.
You know, it's like your dad. Wants a drink.
Hey, it's not cool.
He pours drink on the photo.
What's wrong with you?
What, the guy was a dick.
Come on, you're being mean. His dad's dead.
Give me the picture.
Oh. Remember how your dad used to slap you around?
Are you kidding?
Just having fun.
Put the picture down, man. Okay, you need to calm your drunk ass down right now.
Do something about it.
I'm not gonna fight you.
Matt lunges at Tyler, bringing him to the floor, then sits on top of him and punches him. Caroline hears the fracas. Tyler fights back.
What is going on? Stop!
Caroline tries to break them up.
Stop!
I can't! Let me go! I have to finish! What the hell's wrong with you?
Let me go!
Caroline swiftly elbows Matt and decks him.
Matt?
Sarah picks up a paper knife off the desk.
Matt?
How did you...
Matt failed. If Matt fails, I can't.
She lunges at Tyler.
Tyler, look out!
As she strikes him in the chest, he pushes her away. Sarah falls, hits her head against the desk, and collapses. Tyler crouches beside her.
No, no, no. Come on, wake up. Sarah. Sarah, open your eyes. Wake up. This can't happen. This can't happen. This can't be happening. Sarah. Sarah, get up. Sarah! Open your eyes! Oh, God. This can't be happening.
Tyler stands and paces. Caroline kneels beside Sarah and lays two fingers on her neck to feel for a pulse.
Oh, God.
Convulsing, Tyler clasps his head, screams up at the ceiling, then drops to his knees.
Tyler? Tyler? Tyler, what's happening?
Get away. Get away!
What's happening?
Veins begin to bulge on his forehead.
Damn it. Where's that witch?
We could play charades.
You bargained the Moonstone.
What are you mumbling about over there?
When you struck a deal with George Lockwood to help you fake your death, you told me that you gave George something that he needed. It was the Moonstone, wasn't it?
Good for you, Stefan. 2 + 2. And it would have worked, except that people found out that I wasn't in the tomb. Thanks to you, by the way. Have I mentioned how inconvenient your obsession with me has been?
You and me both, honey.
Why do you need it back?
She turns to Stefan and eyes him impassively.
I love you in a suit. So dashing.
What were you doing with it in the first place?
Wasting your breath, Stefan.
Unless it wasn't yours to begin with. In 1864, you faked your death. Who were you running from, Catherine?
In 1987, you were in Chicago. At a concert of all places, with that wench, Lexi. Come on, Stefan, don't look so surprised. Of course I checked in on you over the years. You were standing in the front row, dancing all night. You were watching Bon Jovi, and I was watching you.
Damon turns away.
Who are you running from?
Standing close to Stefan and still holding the stake, she smiles sweetly and mouths, "I love you." He stares into her eyes. Bonnie scans about as she makes her way hurriedly through the crowded house. She enters the softly lit dining room where Lucy appears behind her.
You looking for me?
Who are you?
Lucy.
What are you doing here?
I should have known I'd run into a Bennett.
How do you know me?
You figure it out. Look, I have no interest in fighting you.
Then stop the spell you put on my friend.
Give Catherine the Moonstone and I will.
Why are you helping Catherine? Don't you know what she is?
Tell your friends to hand over the Moonstone and all will be groovy.
Bonnie blocks her way.
You're not leaving this room until you stop the spell.
Look, I don't want to hurt you.
I don't want to hurt you.
Look, I don't have a choice. The bitch saved my life, and now I owe her. I have to pay up.
Bonnie grabs Lucy's wrist.
You have the Moonstone.
Bonnie releases her grip.
I can sense it on you.
She grabs Bonnie's arms. The lights dim momentarily.
You feel that? You can trust me. Give it to me. It's okay.
We're missing the party. I'll have one of those.
Right away, Miss Catherine.
Damon pours drinks and hands her one.
Thank you.
She stands with her back to Damon. He attacks her.
Damon, don't.
Yes, Damon, please.
The second the spell's lifted, I'm gonna drive the stake right through your heart.
God, you're hot. When did you get so hot?
He lowers the stake and she walks away. Lucy enters holding the Moonstone.
Catherine, the spell in this room has been broken. You're free to leave.
Thank God.
When I hand this over, my debt to you is over.
Done.
I owe you nothing.
I said done. Give it.
I wouldn't do that.
Lucy ignores Damon and places the stone in Catherine's palm. Catherine begins to choke.
You should have told me another witch was involved. She's a Bennett witch, Catherine, but I'm sure you knew that.
Wait, Elena.
Elena's fine. The spell is broken. She'll heal quickly. Bonnie's with her.
Catherine drops to the floor. The stone falls from her hand as she lies convulsing.
I apologize for my involvement.
Lucy turns on her heel and flounces off. Stefan and Damon share a look. Catherine stops convulsing and lies still, eyes closed.
Matt and I were fighting. We broke up, you know, and Sarah was drunk and dancing, and she just tripped. Then she wasn't breathing.
Okay, your mom's on her way, and we called Sarah's parents. It was an accident. It was a terrible, tragic accident.
Mom, the sheriff's here.
I'll go prepare her. Just don't leave. Just stay here, okay? She's going to want to hear the story from you.
As Mrs. Lockwood leaves the study, Caroline and Tyler share a look. Tyler walks over to Sarah and stares down at her. Caroline turns to him.
Matt's in the car, sleeping it off. I'll deal with him. I don't want him involved in any of this.
What are you doing?
I'm fixing a very bad situation.
Why? I did this. I killed her.
No. You didn't mean to. And I think it's best for everyone.
But she's dead. You don't know what that means.
Actually, Tyler, I think I do.
No, you don't, Caroline.
Has your wound healed?
He unbuttons his shirt and reaches in a hand to feel for the wound. He looks to Caroline in amazement. The wound has healed.
How did you?
Bonnie follows Lucy out of the mansion.
Please, wait.
Hey, I'm sorry about that spell. Damn vampires, they play into the middle of it every time.
How do I know you? When I gave you the stone, how did I know I could trust you?
That feeling you got. You ever felt it before?
Being around family. The Grahams.
My mother is Joanna, first cousin twice removed from Pauline, niece of Sheila, a.k.a.
Grahams.
Lucy nods.
we're related.
Yeah, we kind of are. It's nice to meet you, Bonnie. Seeing you tonight was a wake-up call for me. Gotta stop letting vampires control me. So thank you for that.
Lucy smiles and walks away.
Please, don't leave. I have so many questions. I don't want to be in the middle either. I hate it. How do I stay out of it?
Unlike me, you're one of the good ones, Bonnie. The middle of it is exactly where you need to be.
Bonnie watches tearfully as Lucy goes, then turns back.
You take care, cuz. Don't worry. You'll see me again.
Lucy winks at her, then strides off. Jeremy comes out to Bonnie, carrying the bag.
Hey, I was gonna head home. Can I offer you a ride?
Bonnie wipes a tear away. Jeremy studies her.
Are you okay?
She nods and smiles bravely. He glances in the direction Lucy went.
When did you get your driver's license?
I'm not a kid anymore, Bonnie.
I'd love a ride home.
They share a gentle smile.
I think I'll be brave, starting with you.
They walk off together. In the mansion gardens, Stefan finds Elena beside the lake.
I'd rather be wrong.
Elena.
And hope that I'm right.
I'm okay. Bonnie took away the pain, and I think I'm healing.
I know, but I think you should definitely see a doctor anyway.
I will. I heard about Catherine. Is it true? Is she really gone?
Yeah. I was so worried about you.
Stefan.
She moves his hands from her face. She stares at the ground.
Catherine being gone doesn't change anything for you, does it?
I want to be with you, Stefan. You know that.
He nods.
But first, I need to wake up and know that the people that I love are safe. I need to feel safe.
I think I'll be brave.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
He nods farewell. Elena smiles sadly and walks away. Catherine comes too. She's lying on earth in the tomb, the moonstone beside her. She grasps it. She struggles to her feet and staggers. An invisible barrier stops her in the open doorway. Damon appears before her.
Hello, Catherine.
Where am I?
Where you should have been all along. I thought you'd have learned your lesson by now, messing with the Bennett Witch.
You should have killed me.
Death would have been too kind.
No, Damon, don't. Damon, don't. You need me. Elena's in danger.
From who? They're lying. They're always lying.
Why do you think I haven't killed her? Because she's a doppelganger. She needs to be protected.
Then I'll protect her. While you rot in hell.
No. Damon, don't. I'll do anything. Please, Damon. You need me. Damon! You need me! You need me!
He slides the door shut. Catherine bashes the door, then leans against it and slowly sinks to the ground. Damon begins to walk away into the night, then stops. He exhales, sniffs, and looks tearful.
Yeah, Jeremy, I've got my car. Tell Bonnie that whatever she did, I'm starting to feel better. Yeah, you can drive her home. I'm just gonna go straight to bed. Okay.
Walking by parked cars, Elena rings off, then turns, suddenly aware of a presence behind her. A masked person grabs her. IDFC audio description.
Viewers may like to know that the books of the Vampire Diaries series are available from bookshops now.